This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
This is Alex Chadwick in Washington, where I'm joined by Slate's chief political analyst, well, chief political correspondent, excuse me, John Dickerson from Slate Magazine. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And the news we see on the wires now, it looks as though Montana, which had been an undecided race, it looks as though it is decided now. At least some news organizations are saying the Democrat has won. So that's Jim Tester would be the new Democratic senator from Montana.
That's right. John Tester.
John Tester, sorry.
And now there was one. We are just now all focusing on the Virginia race. The Democrats, if they win in Virginia, if Jim Webb picks up that Virginia seat, then the Democrats will have control of the Senate, and this will truly have been a tsunami for the Democrats in this midterm election.
We'll say that this is not a completely certified result in Montana yet. NPR has not called the race yet, but it is on the news wires elsewhere. In any event, there could be a recount in that state, so that could go on for a while. Certainly also true of Virginia in all likelihood, I would think.
That's right. So we may be waiting a while for to get our result in the Senate.
So, all right. Well, how about let's talk about last night's results in terms of 2008, because one season concludes, then the next one begins. What does this mean for John McCain, who's the leading Republican candidate at this point?
Well, it means his show begins, really begins in earnest. Everyone's talking about bipartisanship and moving to the center. Well, that's where McCain has always been, although we saw him move to the right as this election approached. So now that everybody's talking about bipartisanship and being in the center, that's a good place for McCain to be.
Okay. We'll get back to that subject, the subject of 2008, a little bit later in the show as well. How about some of the results coming out of the exit polling from last night? Do you know about the gender breakdown on voters?
Well, it looks like traditionally Democrats do well with women. Republicans do well with men. In this election, it looks like Democrats did well with everybody. And one interesting group in there was the so-called security moms. Now, we make too much of a lot of these groups. But anyway, this is a very important group in the last election. These were women in suburban areas who were worried about their security. It looks like they now went to Democrats, worried that their security was still in jeopardy, but that the Democrats could handle the question of terrorism and terrorist threats as well as the Republicans. That's a big switch.
Okay. Exit polling finds that a lot of voters, indeed, maybe the top issue for voters, according to these exit polls again, corruption. I'm surprised by that. I would think they would have said Iraq.
I'm surprised too, Alex. And we're going to have to look at these numbers and see really what they are. Corruption may very well, for some of these people they talk to, mean Iraq. It may mean contracts to Halliburton and some of these other companies. It may also mean fibbing, or what some people see as fibbing out of the administration on the question of Iraq and pre-war intelligence. So we'll have to really scratch those numbers to be sure that, in fact, they're talking about corruption as we might define it here in Washington, and not a much broader question of mismanagement or something like that.
Okay. And finally, the Democrats who are coming in, these are not maybe the Democrats that we've known and expected. A number of them are fairly conservative. The senator-to-be from Pennsylvania, for instance, Mr. Casey, is he's pro-life.
That's right. And we're going to have Democrats here who are not really from the liberal base of the party. And we're going to have a very big debate between those kinds of Democrats and the liberal activists who've been so noisy in the Democratic Party.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com, and back with us again later in the program. Thanks, John.
Thank you.